becomes imperceptibly liberated, only in coming with the context of the same thing, one can become imperceptibly
gradually, step by step, just condition, decreasing condition until you come to a stage. It's like when an airplane flies through the clouds, and it's clouds, and all of a sudden you're out of the clouds. So whether you're a mile into the clouds or 5 yards into the clouds, it all looks the same. I mean, it's not the same spiritually, but there's still conditioned shape. But it's the same in the sense that Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma, that until you actually touch the spiritual energy, more of goodness, more of ignorance, is all modes of nature. So you're in touch with the modes. So you're in the clouds. And then imperceptibly, it's almost as if, like Narada Muni, lightning strikes, thunder and lightning. One comes to the liberated stage. And I can't remember what Prabhupada means by liberated there. Freed from... at least from the modes. Yeah. So that's why Srila Prabhupada would often encourage the devotees that they didn't have to be worried about being liberated, that it's happening. They're becoming liberated by practicing Krishna consciousness. And if we do it properly, and it'll just happen, just like a fruit just becomes imperceptibly ripe. You don't, it just all of a sudden one day it's ripe. It's there and it looks the same, although it may be hard and the color may be similar and it may develop. But one day, one morning, it's ripe. And then you just touch it and it comes off. Same thing like that, bhakti lata beach. If the creeper is healthy, then you just water it and it'll grow. It'll just grow and it'll, just like any creeper, what happens when a creeper grows, then it has leaves and it has flowers and it has fruits and the natural course of events. But from one day on to another, it's almost imperceptible. And especially from the point of view of the creeper, it's imperceptible. It's like when you're sitting on, if you're a fly sitting on the hands of a clock, time's not moving. Standing still. It appears to stand still. So from our perspective, things seem to stand still. Or they may be going slowly, but it happens. So Prabhupada did make a big thing about it. You don't have to artificially try to rush it or try to invoke it in some way or imitate it. It'll just happen gradually, slowly, by stages. There's a lot of things to clear away. There's a lot of things to wash away. And if we're just patient while that happens and do it properly, then it'll come. When it's gone, then it'll all be gone. Yeah, it's a nice statement. perceptibly liberated. They brought back the report.
There was no report. All the documents to get the reports tomorrow. I told Shanti Hari what to do. There was one man there that would really help him. He took some prasadam for me.
Okay, well, you need to go to some Shanti Hari. Just give him a call. I thought that mother needs to go get a drink of water downstairs instead of coughing in the hallway.
She has water.
She has water?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, there's a black incarnation who comes to distribute the chanting of the holy names. But he's an expansion. He's not Swayam Bhagavan. So there's Krishna, is black and black, is blackish and black. Someone else, and when he comes, then he introduces the chanting, but he doesn't give spontaneous devotional service. He just doesn't give Krishna prema. He gives Vaikuntha prema. It's certainly spoken for this age, certainly spoken for this day. Although, yeah, and that verse and other verses are only relevant for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Make it relevant for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although there would be Srimad Bhagavatam for other ages, in which case these verses may become they may become unnoticeable or disappear, or may become uncovered, or they may be presented in such a way as they're only relevant for this particular age, but not others. In some other age, he comes as the Sat Krishna.
Okay, so in the Bhagavatam, he said that he appears or he has a lot of when there was an overlapping of the Yugas, and it won't be a delay. So it seems to indicate that it's only once in the day it broke down.
That he compiled it when there was he compiled this Bhagavatam. Because Bhagavatam is truth. It's Krishna's Leela. It's all the truths about Krishna. And it's not a book. Rather, it's the truths of Krishna which are unlimited, and of those that are particularly relevant for specific times, then the Vyas compiles those parts of the truth that are relevant at that time. You can't write down Srimad Bhagavatam just like you can't describe Krishna because it's unlimited. So what we have is one part of Srimad Bhagavatam. Like Prabhupada says in the Heavenly Planets, it's longer. And there are other, and there's so much, there's unlimited. He could have had Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, up to the ninth canto and just skip the tenth canto. And there's unlimited sort of tenth canto. We use it as a book, so we have cantos and chapters and things like that. But ultimately, it's Krishna's glories. And that's what Srimad Bhagavatam is. And Krishna's glories are without limit. So sages select those parts of Krishna's glories that are most relevant to people at certain times in order to elevate them. The topmost perfection is that they go back to home, Goloka Vrindavan. But even if they don't go there, even if they go to Vaikuntha, anything's better than the material world. And they can always have opportunities to go from Vaikuntha to Goloka as well. So it's important to know that when we're compiling, he's compiling something. He's not compiling some kind of fixed, limited amount. Text. What's written down is just a certain part of Srimad Bhagavatam. Even the Vedas, for that matter, are unlimited.
Then does that mean that other individuals living at those times don't have access at all to spontaneous worship service?
If not in the way that we do, not in the way that it's freely given and freely distributed to anyone, no. They always have access because there'll always be some few Mahabhagavats. And by their association, they may be able to have that. But it's not going to be like a worldwide missionary movement like it is now, where anyone can just bump into it on a high street. And then, because the absolute truth and the full truth is always there. It's always available. But Nihitagviyahan Mahajanu Yunagatasapantam, because it's present in the heart of great Mahajans. And there will always be some Mahajans present. But they won't have the power of attorney to distribute it. Just like available earlier, but